We have BK Takaro from Albuquerque here. Hello, welcome.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. What does that mean?
Hello in Japanese.
Oh, well, good. See, I'm getting a going to get a lesson here. So you folks play, this is a Japanese drum group.
Yes,
from Taiko. Albuquerque, a hotbed of Japanese music, I assume. Anita Lee Gallegos is the spokesperson here. So tell us about your group. How long you been around?
So our group started in 2008. Some of us have been playing taiko in New Mexico for much longer. Actually, taiko came to New Mexico in 1981 and was part of the first wave of taiko groups across the United States.
What is a taiko group?
So taiko is the Japanese word for drum.
Okay.
And so taiko groups are the performance playing groups, and so like an ensemble type drumming.
Okay. And we have three, one pretty large drum and a medium-sized drum, and I don't know what you call that thing. What is that?
Fan drum.
A what?
It's like a fan drum.
A fan drum.
It's an uchiwa. Uchiwa daiko is a fan drum. It was used by the monks, the Buddhist monks in the temples and shrines originally.
Okay. Okay. Well, you came here to play, so I'm going to shut up and hear you play.
Okay, the piece that we're going to play just a little bit of is called Taiko Bayashi. It is a traditional festival piece, which comes to us by way of the Taiko Center in Kyoto.
What did you call this? What was the name of this?
This piece was called Taiko Bayashi, and it was played on two types of drums. It was played on what we call a chudaiko, medium-sized drum, or nagado, and the other one that I'm playing is called a katsugi okero. It's a very lightweight rope-tied drum.
Wow. Well, we're listening to BK Taiko from Albuquerque, and I see six people here. Is this just a workout, or, I mean, it's a little more than that, but, this is a weight loss program, isn't it? Jeez, that's a lot of work.
Yes, it can be quite physical. The professional groups out of Japan, the big groups, often run several miles per day, do quite a bit of exercise to keep up with their, you know, to be able to breathe and play for extensive periods of time.
Now, does this come out of the monasteries or what?
So taiko started over 2,000 years ago, and it was in the temples and shrines, but eventually came out of that. The villages would also have taiko drums. Part of it was used as a form of communication, you know, warning system of invasion, storm. You know, if you were so far out that you couldn't hear the village taiko, you were essentially out of the town's limits or not part of that community. But they were used for communication. They were also used in the military across the battlefields to communicate movements, stuff like that. They were also used for pest control. So around
pest control.
So to get around harvest time, to get the critters out of the field, they would go through with the drums to make, and the critters would go running.
Well, there you go. Pretty organic. You mentioned that this was a local communities, and you probably are aware there's quite a Japanese group of people here in Gallup.
Hiroshi Miyamura-san.
Yeah, and others, including James Rich's family.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's part of that group also, is he not?
I believe he is, yes.
Yeah, and you're going to be playing down at
Camille's Sidewalk Cafe. So Camille's has graciously sponsored us to come out here today to play as part of the Arts Crawl, and we'll be playing at Camille's right after the Indian dances, I believe, at from 8 to 9 p.m.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's hear something else. This is great.
Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is we're going to do mainly on the Uchiwa fan drums, and they're going to play a piece that's called Renshu. This piece was written by Seiichi Tanaka. He's the one that brought taiko to the United States in 1968. So it's a basic piece. Okay, so they're going to play Renshu. Ich, ni, san, sore! Thank you. Let me see if this is up. Yes, it is. Could you introduce everybody here? Sure. My name is Anita Gallegos, and then I have Adrian Cox, Joey Day, Al Goldberger, okay, Andy Toyama, and then we have Max Johnson Jimenez.
Well, thank you for coming down. This is interesting. Who is the who has been in this group the longest?
Well, I've been playing taiko for about 18 years now, and I started this group in 2008. So Joe and I both were with the original taiko group in New Mexico that started out of the Japanese American Citizen League back in 1981. And so I actually met Joe when he was 10 years old.
Wow. So how many performances do you play, and where do you play? And
We actually play all over. This year we've played, we actually go to the Phoenix Matsuri Festival in Arizona, which is a huge festival, and we go play with some of the other drummers out there and participate in festival events year to year. We also do different events here in Albuquerque. Of course, the JACL, the Japanese American Citizen League, has their Aki Matsuri in September. We were in Santa Fe in April. We've been to Bernalillo. We're going to Clovis next month. So we have a van, we carry drums, we go, and we play throughout in Albuquerque as well.
Well, it's great that you're here in Gallup today. We're lucky to have you here.
Yeah, thanks to Camille's.
Yeah, thank you, Camille's. There, very good. And who's the youngest one? Who is the newest member of the group?
Newest.
So,
Adrian.
So how did you get started?
Well, I'd actually been looking for something to fill one of my free nights during my last semester of graduate school and didn't know what to do. Wanted to do something close to a martial art, but I ended up finding taiko classes, and I've long been fascinated with the Japanese culture. I have a sense of rhythm, even though I couldn't play a musical instrument to save myself, and found these people, and it'll be 3 years in September for me.
Well, great. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I think we can do one more if you like. What else would you like to do?
We can do a short little piece called Long Hachi.
Long Hachi.
Long Hachi. Hachi is eight in Japanese.
Okay.
Okay, and it's just a short little piece, and you'll see it come out in a wave among with them. So we'll play it with the different instruments here. Like I said, we've got the uchiwa.
Excuse me. Are there other drums that are not here?
Yes, there are several more drums. So we actually even rented a U-Haul trailer to actually come. So tonight at Camille's, you'll see several drums, much larger drums. The largest diameter drum that we have is 32 inches in diameter. And we actually have a twin pair of those that we brought this evening. There's a variation between the smallest you see here, the fan drum, all the way up to that largest one that, you know, so.
So if people go out and to Camille's tonight, mm-hmm. between 8 and 9, they're going to be presented with some serious drumming.
Oh, yes. They'll feel the rhythm.
Okay. Well, okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay.
This back on here. Well, I really appreciate you folks coming over and playing this for us. And the experience tonight, well, when we come over and see you, we're going to see people getting a real workout here. This is amazing. This
you know, traditional uniforms. We have several drums and stuff. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate BK Taiko coming over this afternoon and playing your drumming music. I was a drummer in high school because that's all I could learn to play. I'm still working on the scales, but not too hard. Anyway, thank you very much for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.